This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
I respect her when she was mine. I used to neglect her.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box, all new 590 The Fan. McBride Homes, Missouri's largest home builders, offering hot deals this month. During their spring sales event, buy a new McBride home in April. Receive $5,000 to $10,000 off the base price. McBride is also offering huge savings on over 100 quick move-in homes. They have nearly 40 communities. The homes are just out of sight. Visit McBrideHomes.com for details on their spring sales event. Martin. All right, I wanted to tell you about Albert Pujols. You know, we're not going to bore you with stats, but you just have to, like, stop and think about this for a moment. That right now, there's only two players in the history of baseball with more RBIs. Hank Aaron, 2297. Alex Rodriguez, 2086. I mean, he passed Barry Bonds. He's passed Gehrig and Ruth. It's just unbelievable. Third all-time in RBIs. Wow.
Yeah, and I think it's about, what, he needs about 300 to get to Aaron. So that might be a stretch, a guy in his 19th year in the league, so he may not get to be number one, but he can get to A-Rod. He could be number two all time.
Just think, we used to think, boy, somebody gets to 1,000 RBIs, make it in the Hall of Fame. He's going to get to 2,000 next week.
Yeah, 2,000 RBIs. So you drive in 100 a year for 20 years. Isn't that insane?
It really
is. He's going to be ahead of that pace. 100 RBIs a year. Do RBIs still matter? I know wins don't matter. I know batting average doesn't matter. All the stat geeks now have thrown every stat out. Do RBIs, those still matter?
Sure.
Okay, I just want to double check. Because if you average 100 a year for 20 years, that's insane. And it all leads to the big weekend. Now, it did say that he didn't talk to reporters after the game. That was the story, which is weird because you would think he'd be in a good mood. Breaking that milestone, passing Barry Bonds, but it leads up to our June weekend. It'll be right after the Blues Stanley Cup parade, so the city will still be riding high. What will that weekend be like? Do you think, and not the initial ovation, and I know we talk too much about a guy's return, but this is pretty significant. I feel like it's the whole weekend where it's going to be a love fest. There are some people who'd say, I'm still mad at him, and there's no way in hell I'm going to stand and cheer. But a lot of those people don't go to the games. The majority of people at the games are the ones who loved Mike Matheny, would rarely boo or criticize, who stand by the players. The ones who are really angry tend to be the ones who are on social media.
Well, do you think in the sixth inning of Sunday's game in that series, he gets another ovation?
I think he might. I seriously think it might
be. So you're thinking 12 separate standing ovations?
I don't know. I just feel like that weekend is going to be a love fest.
Look, Frank, you've been in this market long enough. Standing ovations are like pork steaks, toasted raviolis.
The St. Louis standing O's. That's our soccer name.
Oh, my. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
By the way, they're getting very touchy on this. The St. Louis FC proponents, they don't want to hear anything but that.
They're mad that we're even saying it's a topic.
Yes.
Ruining soccer.
I think
soccer,
the more soccer purists are, would you agree, are heavily in favor of St. Louis FC.
Yeah, I could see that. It's just... My only issue, as we talked about at the outset, is that we already have a team named that. That name's not new to us anymore, and you'd like to roll this out when you get the MLS with your something brand new.
So,
but the standing O's to me is still a possible nickname.
That's
there.
Great.
The
St.
Louis standing. Yeah, I don't know that it'll be that sixth inning on a Sunday, maybe it will have faded, but I feel like the whole weekend's going to be a love fest.
How good a mood the fans are in. I mean, if we're winning 5-2, Albert comes up in the seventh inning on a Sunday. Yeah, why not? Let's stand.
It's even better. Yeah, if the Cardinals are in first place, who cares where the Angels are in the standings? And I guess he's going to have to play that whole weekend, too.
Yeah, by the way, the Angels are now 12-17. Well, you talk about going from best to last or from first to worst. I mean, he's gone from this town, which was so baseball crazy, and all that winning, which he was a major part of, to the Angels. Where is he played, Brian, in one playoff series?
I think it was swept by the Royals.
Yep,
that one.
2014.
So he has
year.
Not won a playoff game.
He has not.
Wow.
And you know, for a guy who's made a ton of money, great stats, that's got to kill him. And I think he and Yadier Molina still have kind of a friendly rivalry, and a lot of it has to do with postseason. And somebody told me that Yachty would love to get that extra ring, then he'd have one more than Albert.
Yeah, kind of like the Kobe Shaq thing.
Yeah, I think there's a decent comparison there.
Well, of course, Albert and Yachty genuinely like
friends,
each other.
Yes.
Kobe and Shaq genuinely hated each other in one stretch.
And how much money is Mike Trout getting? What'd he get? $400 million? So you're Artie Moreno. You gave Albert $250 million. You gave Trout
$428 million.
So he's spent probably $1 billion plus just in the last.
Don't forget
CJ
Wilson.
Remember, he got the same year as Albert.
Josh Hamilton got 130 some million. I don't know how much money and the Angels were invested in that, but I know CJ Wilson got paid.
I think he was at the same. They signed Pujols and CJ, and they had like the same press conference, but you can't roll out C.J. Wilson with Albert Pujols.
And he's disappeared off the planet. Yes.
Their problem is they haven't supplemented it with great draft choices. They don't have the equivalent of a Dan Kantrovich drafting Marco 5-0 Gonzalez or Michael Walk. They just haven't had great young, you know, young pitching in that on that team for a while.
My favorite sect of the fan base is the very small, small sect of the fan base that thinks Albert did them a disservice and should have taken an extreme hometown discount pay cut. You're talking about a guy, yes, he's made hundreds of millions of dollars in his career, could have probably taken a pay cut and been just fine. But these people are acting as if taking just, you know, a 10, 25% cut from what another job will give you is fine, but they wouldn't do that in return. I understand we're talking about millions of dollars based upon, you know, a $40,000 annual salary. So it's kind of hard to compare, but I do love that sect that will boo Albert because he should have taken $75,000, you know, a year to be with a Cardinal for life.
I think if we had Albert on the lie detector, if there was one thing he would change, and I think he is legitimately upset about how it played out, especially towards the end, but I think if you had him on the lie detector and said, go back to that spring training, I guess it would have been right before 2011. I don't think it was the year before. But the offer was 7 for 190, something like that. Remember? And it was about $22 to $23 million per year, but it was $195 million or something, and they turned it down. I think that's when the Cardinals kind of dug in a little bit and said, oh, okay.
But
I
don't think he regrets that because you got to think he had that plantar fasciitis and was able to, you know, be a DH on the Angels. I think his career.
Well, that's true.
I think how people look at Albert. If he would have stayed in St. Louis, been on the DL
and not been
constantly,
able to play
not been a factor,
no,
hitting
a really
190. So I think as much as he loves St. Louis, he would have been tainted his career legacy if you would have watched him try to play first base the last three or four
That's
years.
I just
point.
Can't picture. It just seems so long. Could you imagine being in the Cardinal locker room like yesterday after a Sunday game and interviewing Albert? It just seems ancient history, you know?
Yeah. No, it's not a fit. If you even just the last few years.
Yeah. And I will say Paul Goldschmidt's a little bit more polite.
Guys, he's so good.
He's like, and he's quietly on pace for like 57 homers.
He's about to hit like 45 bombs to get 120, and then we're going to continue to talk about Ozuna. I mean, he is amazing.
Believe me, I'll take Albert's 11 years, but those aren't coming back. Yeah,
you will never replicate those.
This just in from Chris Kerber from Dallas. It looks like Robert Bortuzzo is in.
Gunnarsson's probably out, if I'm going to guess.
Joel Edmondson. It looks
Edmondson's
like 41
out. Wow.
Appears to be in for six. How about that?
Now, was Bennington first off the ice?
Yeah. Hey, Chief, who you got?
Are we still reporting that or is that over with now?
First off the ice.
Brian, speaking of the Cardinals, they've become a sponsor of the program?
Well, Frank, they have not this weekend, but the following weekend, the Cardinals host the Pittsburgh Pirates, and there are a variety of good giveaways that weekend at Busch Stadium, including the Yadier Molina Roberto Clemente dual bobblehead. All you got to do is go to cardinals.com/promotions to pick up your tickets or purchase your tickets today.
Fun week, too, to watch the games because you're at the Nats. It's a good team. Then it's a Wrigley weekend with the Cubs. Tonight at 7, here's what we need. We need Dan Caesar to be all over it. 7 o'clock, Blues play. Cardinals are probably in about the third or fourth inning. Who's owning the airwaves tonight?
By the way, Saturday, that game peaked with like a 13.5 rating.
Well, that's good.
Post-game show got about an 8. So everybody was watching that. I'm sure that blew away the Cardinals. I don't know. I don't know the
Fox. You have your huge diehard Cardinal fan that some don't even pay attention to hockey or just so
That's
locked
true.
Into baseball.
There is a percentage.
But if you're a casual fan that like both teams, you're locked into playoff hockey. I love the Cardinals as well, but this is late April, early May baseball. You're talking playoff hockey. I don't think anything should trump that. That's just me, though.
And the game is at 7 on NBC Sports Network. There is no conflicting game. There is no overrun. It's the only game in the playoffs tonight.
Should be huge ratings. Yeah.
So Charlie doesn't have to direct people to my Twitter handle to complain, right. All right?
That was a joke, by the way, but people don't seem to get that. Just like I didn't really mean it when I said, is there an NBC affiliate in St. Louis? I actually knew that there was. Hockey Bob explained to me that he said, I'm really sorry, but I didn't think you knew that. And I'm like, that's sad.
That's a him problem.
Yes. There's a lot of him problems.
We need to make a rule that maybe you could change it to, you know, a different font when you're being sarcastic.
I think if it's from Martin, like, it's probably sarcastic.
Like bold just, it, maybe.
Just consider the source.
Yeah.
All right, before we get out of here, quick word about the Gatesworth, finest in senior living. If you're looking for a place for mom or dad, aunt or uncle, grandma or grandpa, we recommend the Gatesworth, the finest in senior living, 170 in Del Mar, 1 McKnight Place. The answer is always yes when you call down to the front desk. What do you have coming up in the coveted hour?
We've got a lot of fresh takes that we were sitting on, sandbagged a little bit in the 11 o'clock hour. Chuck's in Dallas, so Martin and Hoff will tee it up. A lot to react to over the weekend and a lot going on. We've got a lot to get to. Midday Grind coming up next.